Getting from zero to intimate. It's hard to imagine how we begin. Finish a beer? We need to start with a beer. It is, after all, why we became friends. So, two drained glasses later and your glass is tabled with intention. Your thumb lifts my chin, so I'm looking right at you. 100%? Posed as a question. A question that doesn't need an answer. You can see all that anticipation in my eyes. A green light. Well, blue eyes, so a blue light for go. You kiss me, never losing eye contact, holding my face in place with one hand and pulling our bodies together with the other, lips gently grazing. For just a short moment, it feels almost tender, but not for long. The kiss gently grows in passion, your hold becomes firmer and your kisses turn to nips. Emboldened, I let my hands splay across your body, curious, nervous, enjoying the feeling of warmth in my fingertips. Fingertips that start to explore, but are cut short quickly as you catch hold of my hands and stop me. I'm confused, of course. Why would you stop me? I thought we'd agreed. But before I have a chance to ask, before I can even form a sentence, you've taken my glasses from my face and replaced them with a narrow satin silk scarf to blindfold me. You tie it tight, kiss me once more, and then, taking my hands, lead me through the room. Trust. It's hard to trust, but tonight I will. I want you to undress me, you tell me. Can you see the grin on my face? My hands, they reach to find you. I let my fingers dance along the tops of your shoulders, moving in circles and lines and tickles till they find a string of buttons. I take it slowly. I can't see a thing, so I want to enjoy you through my fingertips. Each individual button, slowly, unclasped, fumbled with slightly, all in time. The sound of the cotton on your skin. I would imagine you rarely notice it, but in this moment, this very short moment, it's an aphrodisiac. My fingers glance against your skin. Now I know you're in charge, even though I know you could rush me. You don't. I feel your skin prickle against mine, and a tiny shiver as I lift that open shirt up and slide it off your arms. You lean to kiss me again, this time sliding your hands around my waist. It seems now you're exposed a little. You think I'm wearing far too many clothes. So, before I can get at your waistband, and believe me, I want to, before I can discover that little bit more, you're sliding down the zip of my dress. This time your fingers graze me and I shiver and stumble into you a little more. With the zip tugged down, it takes nothing more than a small movement, and the dress falls in pools of waves on the floor around my feet. I instantly shiver. There's a cold breeze, but I don't think that's what it is. I can't see you. You aren't even touching me now, but I can tell you're looking, taking it in, assessing me, prowling like a cat. Well, I only know you're prowling when you reach out and stroke my bum. Until then, I haven't realised you've moved. But here you are, a soft stroke, and then immediately in the same move, a short, sharp thwack. I wasn't expecting it the first time. I stumble. I blush, but let's face it, it's really not cool to fall over in this moment. Another thwack, but this time, I'm prepared. I can feel my spine curve in feline appreciation, and I'm aware of the movement this time. I'm aware of the pressure you start to push through my shoulders, encouraging me to kneel. Once I'm down, you unclip my bra. A gentle squeeze, you pinch each nipple and then demand I finish the job I started. Undress me. So my hungry fingertips fight with your belt, fumble with your fly and pause before I slide off those trousers, deciding in the last moment to push them down over your bottom. Bottoms are brilliant, curved and muscular. finger inside the top of your boxers, running through the elastic, feeling the warmth escape as I go to slide them down. I've caught the edge of an erection with my thumb a few times, but so far I've been avoiding him. Waiting. I'm hungry. Here I am in close proximity to him, and I can feel the heat. I can smell the arousal. And even though I can't see, I look up, pleading with you, if you will. I want to suck your cock. I want your permission to suck your cock. You're good at communicating without words. You rest a hand on my head and guide me to what I desire. You let me go at my own pace to start. I get to enjoy the taste, your fullness, and the gentle throb of you between my lips. I can trace the veins of your... I can trace the lines of your veins with the tip of my tongue, and I get lost, sucking your cock. Not sure when I notice it, but your hand on my head has more pressure now, taking charge from me. I notice the moment your hips start to rock, the moment it stops being a blowjob, and you begin to fuck my face. I try hard to keep up, choking on you, needing to rest my hands on your legs to keep my balance, and panic coursing up through me, a little wondering if you're enjoying this, or if I'm going to lose pace, or even if I'm good enough for you. Fast forward a little. I'm stood at the bottom of the bed, bent at the middle, and clasping my own ankles. The swipe of a riding crop as it sings through the air, and you tell me to count. 1, 2, 3. We skip forward again. Ankles and wrists tied together behind my back and nipples pinched tightly in 2 icy cold clamps. I don't think I realise how uncomfortable this is likely to be, nor how exposed I'll feel. The thrum of my wand, in my blind spot, getting louder as it comes closer and closer. This time, a rag stuffed in my mouth to quieten me. If you use my wand, I know I will lose count of how many times I come. Who knows, probably lose sensitivity as well. See, I can imagine and play this out. A million different outcomes, but the reality is, I don't know. You don't know. And until the moment, who knows what can happen? Will we both collapse in a moment of sticky desire? Will you teach me to make you explode? Will you fuck me with that delectable cock of yours? Or maybe something out the vegetable drawer. Will you smack me till my cunt's so wet there's a trickle down my legs? Hey, we've even talked about the joy of having your bum teased and play with. Will you hear me scream like a banshee when you combine that with strumming my clit? Will this really happen? I hope so.